You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. At the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for 90210. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest 90210 news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for 90210.
Yeah,
we're back.
We are back. We were absent for last week, but that's because they didn't have an episode. So welcome back, guys, and I hope everybody's watching because we have a brand new episode that aired last night, and I cannot wait to talk about it. I'm here again with my co-host, Fancy Tracy.
Hello.
So, shall we just get right into it?
Definitely.
We are going to start with Naomi, okay? This really had to do with her last night. I mean, it had to do with this big party. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it was going against other schools, and it was a race, basically, to see who would throw the best party.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and of course, when Naomi's in that bunch, you know, a good party always happens to be Naomi's parties. It's funny because she decided this time to collide with Holly, which I thought was pretty interesting. I knew something was about to get sketchy up in that business because nothing with Holly is ever nice.
You can't
ever
collide with an enemy. I mean, you guys just, I mean, come on.
I know. I didn't really get that. I was just like, okay, girl, if you really want to collide with her, then I guess.
And I knew from the second she said revenge that she was going to do something to Naomi instead of whoever that random girl was from high school.
Yes. I'm not specific on what the party was about, but I knew it definitely had to do with technology. Mm-hmm. They had three different things, really. It started with the texting. Basically, you can, like, flirt through the screen. It's like all the phones are connected to this big screen to where you can talk to, like, a crush that you have or anything like that. That's what got Naomi in trouble here. We had her thinking that Austin was the one texting her when really it ended up being Holly, which then they had a confessional booth, which basically you go in there, you can confess whatever you want to say, and then basically it will be saved and you can show whoever it is that you confessed about.
Yeah.
And so while Naomi decides to go into the confessional booth, well, there goes again. Holly ends up airing that through everybody. I mean, what would you do in that situation, Fancy?
I would run out and just punch Holly in the face. Like, she is such a bitch. Like, how can you do that to me? Like, well, she's my enemy, so I don't know why Naomi thought it was a good idea at all to even get her involved. But I didn't think she knew she would do that.
Because you know
that was a really good, like, wow, she must have thought that out. Like, texting her back and forth and getting her into the...
She really plotted out. She's like, this girl is really going down. And I just thought that was so rude. Like,
yeah, that's really, she can go
she
low.
Reached out to you and she comes at her like that, especially with the carnival, I think it's called carnival, when all the, like, the circus performers, the fire pit people, all that stuff ends up with the topless end. The girls go topless at the very end of the show, and it was funny. I liked when Austin was like, oh, you know, Naomi definitely knows how to throw a party. You know, technically end up being Holly who did that again, which made Naomi lose everything except her man, Austin, which I was pretty excited about because, you know, at the very beginning, they were kind of like, oh, you know, pride got in the way. I don't want to be the first one to say it and all that good stuff, when technically Naomi ended up was the one that said it, and you weren't happy about that.
No, I'm not happy about this whole Naomi and Austin thing because, like, she's gone back to who she was, the bad girl. Like, what happened to Max? What happened to the change, Naomi, where she was good to people and she still had a spicy side, but now she's just, like, on the hunt again for this devilish thing that keeps drawing her back to being, like,
I know. Like, I'm kind of mad that he got into the picture, too. I mean,
yeah, it's like, in why a way, do you I'm just him? Like,
they could be definitely powerful together. And I definitely think it'll be make Holly jealous because I want them to dominate. And actually, yeah, I want
but
him
is
to
life
try
all
to
about making someone jealous? Or is it about being with someone that actually is going to love you like Max did? Or is someone that's going to compete with you like Austin will every second of the day?
You know, she could have her fun right now. But at the end of the day, she could go back to Max at the very end and be like, you know, I want to be with you.
And that's sad because Max has to be that one she can go back to at the very end. It's like unfair. What if he finds someone?
I mean,
someone?
They both need to live life. Well, if he found someone, then it's not meant to be. Point True. Blank, you yeah. know? So basically, Holly had no good intentions and definitely did everything on purpose. And basically, she wanted to be the Greek holder? Greek, what is it?
The one in charge of...
Of all the...
The goddess, basically.
The goddess of all the Greeks and yeah. all the sororities and all that. So Holly got that back. Naomi lost it, but I definitely don't think it's done with their...
Oh, no. It's never going to be... I think it's going to go all the way... to the end of the season. Like, it's always going to be fighting back and forth.
Yes. And definitely at the end when Holly was just like, you know, Austin doesn't ever have girlfriends, which I think Naomi's the exception, but that's just me.
Because, you know, you love love.
I know.
I'm realistic. I mean, that's coming from a girl that she's dated that guy. She's dated Austin. He's definitely not a commitment guy. So why waste your time trying to break him, like, oh, love me only. No.
That is true, because if we saw from the beginning of this episode, it's really funny. He tries to be like Liam and tries to take over Liam's
modeling
whole
career.
Modeling career with the body, okay? Mm-hmm. Which I thought was very stupid that Liam was like, oh, I just don't want to do it, man. Like, I don't want people to know it's my body. I'm like, you're so, like, why?
Because he doesn't want to be famous. Not everybody wants to be
famous.
Okay,
he doesn't need to be famous, but he can be a model. There's a bunch of models out in the world that are working and that aren't famous yet.
Oh.
But we are working models.
I thought you were famous, girl.
I'm known.
You just
okay?
saved me. I thought you were a famous model. Like, who are you?
I mean, I'm known. But, you know, we're not like, you know,
yeah,
status.
I know. There
status,
are working models that aren't
so
famous.
So he doesn't need to be a famous
He doesn't
fanatic.
Know anything about Molly. He feels like once you get your picture out there, you're a star.
That
I mean,
true.
I have my pictures mostly, like, everywhere. But I know what you mean. You're not, like, stars yet.
Yeah.
You have to really, like, go hard, commercialize yourself.
Exactly.
But he doesn't know that. You know, it's probably from a small town
so
where
he,
it's like,
exactly.
Molly
like,
is oh fame.
God, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was, like, really, like, okay, dude. Like, you really just need to get on it. Okay, make your cash. Who even cares?
Yeah, if he was okay with the commercial, why are you having problems now? Like, this is more money, just your face.
Yeah, so him and Austin were having a body competition, and I loved it at the end when Austin came back at the costume party. He was like, yeah, you know, I just wasn't the fit. They didn't want me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't the real thing. So they sent him home, which I thought gave him a reality check. Like,
no, I don't think he did, because he went right over to those girls and was like, you don't think this body's good? Like, he's so full of himself. Like, he needs
but
to
so
date
But so is
himself.
Naomi, though. That's why they fit
and
perfectly together.
That's perfect when you just care about yourself. It's like,
well, they care about themselves, so then they'll probably care about each other because they're like, well, I'm the baddest now. I'm the baddest, but then they're just gonna click together and be like, we're the baddest.
That is the wackest relationship ever. Like, I hope I never
okay, well.
Have to deal with that.
Anyway, we have Adriana, which I thought this was hilarious. So this whole time, Adriana thought Dixon has a problem, and he does have a problem. He has a pill problem.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically is just like, pops up at his place randomly out of nowhere.
She needs to stop popping up. Like, does she have the keys to everyone's house? Like, what is that? Like, if she turned around, she's in someone's room like, oh... Someone
That's
let me
what
in.
Saying.
Who can't let you in?
And then handcuffs him for 24 hours to see if he's going to withdraw. And I just thought that was kind of ridiculous, but at the same time,
I kind of
no,
liked
you know
it.
What? It was kind of ridiculous because I'm like, okay, y'all are friends, but you guys are not that good of friends, okay? For all I know, girl, you crazy. You
what
can
do you mean for all I know?
Me.
She is crazy. She had to kill your sister. Wait, sister, your ex-girlfriend.
My ex-girlfriend?
No, I mean, she, not you, silly. I'm talking about like. For her, like, to Dixon
her
wise.
Her ex-best
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, but that's Dixon's ex-girlfriend.
Right.
So, of course, Silver. He knows that she's crazy, so.
Right. Oh, right.
Yeah.
And then something shocking came up. We find out, you know, Dixon actually got jealous for the whole Silver and Envy thing, which I thought was pretty interesting because I'm like, you know, he didn't say anything when they started dating or anything like that. I'm like, but now you're, like, admitting that you were jealous.
Well, everyone can do that. Everyone can keep to themselves and just be like, you know what, I was feeling like this. You know, of course, he didn't react the way she reacted to it.
That's true.
But
that
mean,
is crazy because Naveed and him were best friends. And that's
yeah, I didn't think about it.
I know,
until he
I
said
didn't
it.
Either.
I was
and
like, oh, shoot,
they
that's
almost
messed
had
up.
A hookup, which would have been so weird. I'm so glad they were like, okay, we're going to go to bed because that just would have
no,
been
No, if Dixon didn't say, say we're going to bed. What's her name?
She would have been like.
She would have been like.
Revenge.
Not revenge. It's just
it totally
so
would have been revenge. She'd be like, yeah, we're together now. And what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, because, yeah, it's true. They're both their exes. So she'd be like, yeah, well, you know, we love each other just the way you guys love each other. Okay?
Exactly. It would totally be revenge. Are you serious? She's crazy. And, you know, so Dixon ends up at the end, you know, through the night, he was, like, sweating real bad and really wanted a pill. And I don't know what pills he was trying to reach
for.
I know. Like, that's really depressing.
That's, like, heroin type of stuff. Like, do you really get hooked on a pill that much where it's, like, you're sweating?
I mean, I guess you really do. Like, I know, you know, friends who have been, you know, back in high school and stuff like that, like, they really get addicted to pills. Pills is really not a good thing to have in your life.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, I don't know.
Unless you need it for, like, pain. Well, then you get addicted. But
yeah, anyway, I don't know.
Just it was just because you never see Dixon like that. So it was just, like, hard watching. I just felt bad. Like, oh, little Dixon. Like, you know, you're struggling. And I wish that what's your name would have woken up. Like, you were hanked up for me.
I know.
Wake up and see his sweating. Look on that counter. How come you never checked his house? Well, I guess you can't go that far.
And it was cute how they ended up being, like, the policeman and then, like, the jail girl. Because, I mean, that was so cute because they were handcuffs anyway. So
yeah. That was, I mean, the only excuse because you can't come, like, as a banana. And it's like, why are you handcuffed to Dixon?
Right. It was funny. It was very clever. And he ends up having to go buy more pills, which I'm just like, whatever. I'm so over it. Like,
yeah, and that's the supplier. Ugh.
So there's definitely going to be more drama happening with all of that.
Yeah.
In the mix with that, we had Annie and her man.
Her sugar daddy.
What do you think about that? I mean, if some guy, you know, you guys met, it was the whole escorting thing, and then you end up really liking him, and he's giving you all these gifts, he's telling you where to go, what to do. I mean, that's kind of hot. I mean, she's being very, like... No, like, you're not going to control me, which I don't think he was controlling. I don't think he realized.
No, I feel like maybe she's young and she's not, like I said, about older men. Like, that's why I like them, because these young guys, they just don't really, they don't know how to treat people like, you know, a lady. So he's like, you know, you're my lady. I'll send you a dress. I like that older, you know, love type of stuff. Let's go to dinner. I'll plan it. Girls nowadays are just like, oh, you don't want to just go to a club? You know, so she's not used to, like, him just wanting to take care of her. And, yeah, he has money, but that's not the only reason, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that would be so much better. I feel like those are the best relationships if, like.
Yes.
I mean, not that he's giving you everything, but obviously you can, like, spoil him,
yes,
too, you know.
Definitely.
But there's more of a connection that way.
Give me memories right now.
I'm sorry.
Sorry if I'm, like, blushing.
Boo-hoo memories.
Boo-hoo memories.
Anyway, so.
I'm sorry. Anyway, yeah, so I think she's lucky right now because I wish I could.
I just wish. I mean, Annie, that lucky bitch. I just want my man.
How is she so ungrateful? Because when I had that, oh, I cherished every second of it. Like, it's
I know.
Not,
she was just like, I don't want your gifts. I don't want
you know
to go to a
she's
fabulous dinner
I
with
think
you.
She's saying that because she knows what she's doing. She knows she's doing escorting, so she's feeling like, you know. But if you're just a regular girl, you're not going to have a problem with this. You know, this is nice. Like, why is she thinking like that? It's because she's doing what she's doing. So it's a guilty conscious type of thing. Like,
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think.
I like him.
I mean, I did too. It was cute. You know, whatever. He ended up coming to the Halloween party in a.
I know.
What is that?
You know, did you watch the movie The Ring?
No.
Not The Ring. That scary movie?
That's a scary movie. That
yeah, well, you know, there's
the
a
ring.
Whale, you know. And
a well? A whale?
A well. What do you
oh,
call
it? Oh, it's a well.
Yeah, he
do
was a
well.
You
get the water from it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what does that have to do with the prince? He should have been a frog.
Why is he a prince?
That would have been way cute. I mean, a princess. He should have been a prince.
He wasn't trying to match her. He just needed a costume to get into the party because he was like an old fart and he has to like. I don't know if he's going to get in. He's a costume, so he's like, I don't know. So.
Oh, I
think that's kind of
like
cool
it.
How he
it
knew
been
Perez.
It would have been way cuter. You know, if he was doing all these cute things, he should have came as a prince. That could have totally chopped
no,
her
No, because then she'd be like, oh, you just trying to be my prince, huh? You know, like she's stupid, you know?
Yes, Perez Hilton. How could I forget?
Yeah.
How
I was
could
like,
I forget?
I was like, hold on. Is Perez going to walk in here as Perez or an actor? I was like, thank God
definitely
he's being Perez.
He's like, we got to go. Chop, chop. We only have 2 hours.
Freaking Perez.
I
love
him. He was tweeting about it. I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to make a little cameo, which he did. It was pretty nice.
What do you think about his acting? You think he was good?
I mean, he was Perez. He was himself.
I kind of feel like he was himself, but he was kind of nervous a little bit. Like, of course I'm here. He was just kind of like, oh, my God.
You know, a little bit more extra, like, oh, my God, I'm really on TV. Like, I'm like, on come TV. On, Annie.
He's like, I'm a special guest. Because, you know, all you guys is talking about celebrities all day. So to be a star. And when I saw his name on the, you know, the credits, I'm like, Perez Hilton, look at you.
That's
so
cute. Well,
that's good for him.
Do you, boo-boo. Mm-hmm. We support. And the real drama kind of in between the whole thing that was actually drama was the whole Naveed and Silver thing, which I just think, you know, this is just really bizarre. Like, this cop, why does it got to be a lady cop?
Why is
first
it,
off,
why is it so
I already
beautiful?
Know there's about to be a hookup coming in between that. Okay, we're going to get to that in predictions, but yes, because this lady's really trying to get in the mix. She's like, Naveed, we have to find, you know, your uncle, all this stuff. I'm just like, girl, please. Like, why can't he just tell Silver? I mean, Silver's not going to say anything. She's going to want his uncles to get arrested. So this girl is just like, you cannot tell anybody to do that, which ultimate ends up with them breaking up.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, she's a little bit too gorgeous and a little bit too on him. Actually, right. No. I mean, it just happens that she's beautiful. What if she is a really smart cop girl and so sad that she's so gorgeous, boo-hoo, and she happens to be helping Naveed, so.
Yeah, but I don't feel like it needed that whole drama when she was like, when he was like, you know what, we're not together, blah, blah, blah. I know it's probably just so he can get his cars in there, but I don't think that was all needed.
It's sad. I don't like the way he's going about it. I know he wants to be a man. I'm the Shirashki, whatever.
He is not being a man about it.
You're not being a man. You're really not, because Silver is very trustworthy. To me, I feel like she's someone you can tell something, right, and she'll keep it to her. She's not like...
Exactly.
What's her, I keep forgetting her name.
Adriana?
Yeah, like, oh, my God. Like, he has cars. She's not going to tell anyone, so it's like, why can't he just say, look, I'm hanging out with him because of this. Keep it to yourself. Who is she gonna
exactly.
tell? Like, what are you doing?
And it, but it was really cute, their costume, the hot dog and the bun.
Yeah, even though they could,
like,
never.
Silver would totally be a hot dog. Like, she wants to be the total not typical thing. Like,
yeah,
she
I love
so
that
different.
She's unique, and that's why it's like she's not some bimbo that you can't tell her, like, I'm going through this, you know. So I feel like he's kind of disrespecting her intellectual, like, okay, like, you yeah. know, I'm smart enough to handle this, and
exactly.
I can help you.
And, you know, it was crazy. The whole commercial thing, which I kind of found, I mean, I kind of assumed that commercials like that, they do use actresses,
mm-hmm.
you know, like people who really tell the stories, but I kind of agree with
no,
Silver.
Definitely.
Like, I feel like
I've
that's
done,
wrong.
It's like, wrong. I've done that, a commercial before where it was like a product for a bleaching cream, and it was to say that the reason I'm the color I am, I used to be as black as this microphone, and now I use
no
this
way.
Product. Yeah, it was some beauty campaign, don't want to say the name. And I was like, yeah, so after using all this bleaching, I'm amazing. It's like, it's so fake, but I do see where Brandy's coming from, because it's like, it's fake, but it's someone else's story, because someone has used this cream before and someone has become light-skinned. I haven't, but I know how to act, you know? And some people don't want to show themselves, like, I'm really poor.
Well, then use a different story.
Well, then how are you going to get the viewers you want?
I mean, I guess you're right. I disagree with Silver. And then again, I was kind of like, Silver, you kind of had to know that a little bit. Like, let's just be real. You're going up to her at a college party. You didn't really have to go up to her and be like, oh, my God, like, you know? Okay. I mean,
I probably would have, like, oh, how are you? You know? And if you see, I mean, that's who she's working with. She's working with Brandy, so obviously she's going to be like, oh, we have a connection, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, though. Ivy, she was really cute this episode. I love Ivy.
Yeah.
I really
I love what
her.
She's doing with the pictures.
I know, that's so
Didn't
cute.
I tell
yes,
you that
I know.
I am a freaking
Nick,
psychic.
The photographer.
Every time we do Nick. AfterBuzz predictions, my
okay,
predictions
okay, no, this is the only
true.
One. No, but actually, they didn't end up being together. Okay,
oh,
that's what you said.
You got to keep watching, because I knew he would pop up again, and they're going to get
and
together.
And I hate how he's just like, oh, Raj is a lucky guy. Like, he, See? I mean, she is married back up, okay? Like,
it doesn't matter.
I've been so irritated, like, ooh, like, you're really coming at me when you know I'm married and my husband has cancer. Like, get away from me. I would be pissed off, really.
I wouldn't be pissed off.
I would. Man. I'd be like, why are you trying to come at me?
Because he said that he's a lucky guy?
Because, and then he said things afterwards like, oh, well, you know, you're trying to be realistic of when he's, like, really gone. Like, that's really what he wanted to say. He was trying to be an a-hole.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it was a casual thing to say. Like, you know, your husband's, I mean...
He had intentions. He had intentions.
It's because
intentions.
You know his intentions from watching it from the outside. But for her and him at that
well,
situation...
I think she knows.
Like I said, he
she
is
She was
going,
thinking about it in her head. She was like, this dude.
He's definitely going to try to get it in with her. And I feel, well, we'll talk about that. I'm going to predict the same thing I've been predicting, and it shall come true.
Yes.
Moving on.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much how the whole episode went. I loved how the end really brought everything together. You know, Liam finally got his face on the billboard. You know, Naveed and Silver, they broke up, you know. But Naomi and Austin, they got together. Everything really came together this episode. So I'm really excited to see what's going to be coming up next. We are going to go to a commercial bumper, and we will be back with news and gossip. So we'll be back.
The biggest new media platform on the web just got bigger. More bandwidth, smoother streaming, lightning fast downloads.
And get technical with me.
AfterBuzz TV is making the jump to hyperspace. Join the fun at your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Look at the size of that thing.
AfterBuzz TV.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. We're about to hop into news and gossip. I got a little bit taste for us tonight. All right. So this past weekend was Halloween weekend. Did you have a good Halloween weekend?
I celebrated mine a week early with you, so I got my Halloween in for the month.
Definitely. Halloween was a great time, but obviously, Anna Lynn McCord, she had a good Halloween weekend this past Saturday. She went to the Haunted Seduction at Pure Nightclub in Vegas. Mm-hmm. She was with her two sisters. Her sister Rachel was turning 23. Mm-hmm. So they were celebrating her birthday there, and they all were dressed in Victorian costumes. Did you see that?
Yeah,
it was a fabulous costume.
Yeah. I like how she just seemed royal, not slutty like everybody else.
Exactly. And I guess she announced herself as, I think it was Marie Antoinette, was it? She was introducing herself as that for the night. And she also got to judge a costume contest, which the first place went to the Hangover Guy, which I have seen a bunch of Hangover Guys, like
the actual
pictures.
Hangover Guy? Or?
Well, no, like they're all dressed up as him. The Halloween guy.
Oh, okay.
The Hangover guy. You know what I'm saying? Like with the white jeans. Like I've seen a couple guys dressed like him, and I think it's hilarious. I think that's one of the best costumes, so I agree with that. The second place came to Iron Man, and then the third was a Swamp Man. So that was probably really interesting and a lot of fun for her to do. So she was there in Vegas. Also, on set yesterday, they were filming another beach scene. Come to find out, Trevor Donovan, who plays Teddy on the show, will be only appearing in 5 more episodes in season 4 before leaving the television show.
It's so sad.
I know, I didn't even know that. And I was writing this. I was like, no, I love Teddy. I want to see more of him. I want to see more of his relationships. I want to see more that's going on.
Maybe they didn't find it to fit anymore.
Like, I really understand, how he's going to leave the show.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe he's going to leave and come back for little snippets, maybe, hopefully.
Who knows? It was getting good with his character with the gay thing. It was the first gay thing on 90210, so maybe viewers didn't like it, but whatever, we'll see.
Well, apparently, Shanae Grimes, she was on a red carpet and had no clue he was leaving the show, and apparently some people asked her on the red carpet, you know, like, how did you feel about Trevor leaving the show? And she had no idea. None of the producers told her whatsoever. And she was devastated and basically looked like she was wanting to cry on the red carpet. And right after that, she ended up making a bunch of phone calls and really was on the verge of all the producers and telling her that it was really unprofessional that they didn't tell the cast members that he was leaving.
Yeah.
You know, so left her stunt on the red carpet. Also, Adriana, what's her real name?
I don't know, but I forgot. Jennifer?
No! Oh my gosh. I'm going to find it for next week. But she was apparently in Vegas as well. And her and Matt Lattner, they came up with a project. It's for jeans. It's for the homeless. They raise, I guess, it's awareness, and they collect jeans from certain people. And I guess they did a whole new organization this past weekend for it, and they collected a bunch of new jeans and clothes for the homeless. So
it's good to see they're doing that.
I thought that was really cute. That is our news and gossip for tonight. We'll make sure we'll have more news and gossip next week. We are going to get into predictions. Shall we?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. So next week, they are going to be in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people that go to Vegas, things start to happen. Mm-hmm. And whatever goes in Vegas stays in Vegas, whatever, however that
Vegas
goes.
Vegas and Cabo looks like is the trend now. Go there, get wild, come back, keep it ideal.
I guess so. And the reason why I think Naveed hooked up with that policewoman, because I swear I saw them.
You saw her in Vegas?
I don't know. I really think that ends up happening. Or maybe he stayed home and didn't go to Vegas. But I know Teddy, he's going to be up in the upcoming episode.
Yeah.
Do you think Austin's going to be going?
Oh, Austin's definitely going to be going. Austin's wild. He's not going to let Naomi go by herself. He has to know what's going on, who's doing what. I need to know all the gossip. So
yeah. So what do you think is going to happen the next episode between Liam and, let's say, Adriana? What do you think that's going to happen with both of them? Like,
well, I don't know about Liam and Adriana because I don't know if like anything's happening besides work. But I feel like Adriana and Dixon, I think she's going to be kind of hurt to find that 24 hours she did, it's like not working because he's still doing it. Yeah. And I think she's going to just give up and be like, well, I'm done. I don't know.
Definitely.
And just be like, maybe tell her sister, Annie.
Right. Yeah. We're like, what characters?
Yeah.
No, but I believe that there's going to be a lot of tension between Naveed and Silver. But I definitely feel like there's going to be a bunch of different hookups coming up in Vegas.
Yeah,
and I can't wait to find out who is going to be hooking up. So we'll see next week. Do you have anything else to say for predictions?
I feel like Raj and
Ivy,
the whole relationship, it's going to happen, as I said. The photographer is going to come and sweep her off her feet, and there'll be no more Raj.
So we'll see. Thank you guys for watching tonight's episode on AfterBuzz TV, and I can't wait to be back next week. And you all have a great night.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.